So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ben ir shehalach lekrach, u ben krach shehalach leir. If a resident of a regular city who reads the Megillah on the 14th went to a walled city, would they read on the 15th or the reverse? Im asad lachselim kaimai, kairakim kaimai, v'im lav kairayimayin. If he plans on returning to his city, he reads as his usual custom. Otherwise, he reads together with the city where he is now. The Gemara explains, she'asad lachsev leila yudalid. This means he's in the city the night of the 14th, but plans on returning before the morning. However, ein asad lachsev leila arba asar kairan imayim. If he will be in the city the morning of the 14th, he reads with them. Rashi explains that the same applies in the reverse case. If someone's in a walled city, and he will not return to his city by the morning of the 15th, he reads with them. The Gemara derives this from a pasuk which teaches us, Pruz ben yoimoy nikra pruz, mukuf ben yoimoy kari mukuf. One's considered a resident of a city, even if he's only there for one day. The Gemara adds, ben kfar shehalach le'ir, ben kach u ben kach kari emoyen. If a villager will be in a city on the 14th, he reads with them and does not read on the previous Monday or Thursday because the 14th is actually his original day for reading the Megillah. The earlier days were only given to the Bnei HaKfarim as a leniency to make it easier for them. The Mishnah continues, U'mehechan kari adam es ha-Megillah v'yotze ba'yidei chayvasoi. From where must one begin to read the Megillah in order to fulfill his obligation? Rav Meir Omer Kula, the entire Megillah, from the beginning when Achashverosh gained power. Rav Yehuda Omer Me'ish Yehudi, from the pasuk of Ish Yehudi, where Mordechai begins to ascend and gain power. Rabbi Yosi Omer Me'achar Hadvarim Ho'ela, from the third parak, which begins Achar Hadvarim Ho'ela, when Haman gained power. The Gemara cites a brisa with a fourth opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai Omer Mi'balaylo Hahu, from the sixth parak, which begins Balaylo Hahu, when the miracle began to unfold. The Gemara rules, Halacha Kedivri Ho'omer Kula. One must read the entire Megillah. However, everyone agrees that the Megillah itself must be complete. The Gemara rules, Megillah nikreis sefer, shem tafra b'chute pishtam psula. The Megillah must be sewn with sinews, not with linen, because it's referred to as a sefer. However, v'nikreis igeres, shem hitl b'shloish echute gidin ksheira. Three strands suffice, because it's also called a letter. The Gemara rules, HaKarev Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim Lo Yotza. One cannot read from a Megillah that's written among other Sifrei Tanakh. However, Mechser Omiyasra Purta Leslanba. If the section of parchment containing the Megillah is slightly longer or shorter, it's permitted. The Gemara adds, B'tzibur Shanu. This requirement is only for a public reading. Zok the Mishnah. HaKoyel K'sherim Likrish Esa Megillah Chutz Mecheris Shoyt V'Katan. Anyone can read the Megillah except for a deaf mute, an insane person, or a minor. The Gemara cites a related Mishnah. HaKoyre es Shema, v'lo yishmi ala ozna yotza. If someone read Shema, but did not hear what he said, he fulfilled his obligation. However, Rabbi Yosi Omer lo yotza. He did not fulfill his obligation. Accordingly, the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yosi hi, u'de'eved nami loy. The Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, who rules that it's even possible b'di'eved. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yehuda machshe b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda permits a minor to read the Megillah. The Gemara relates how Rabbi Yehuda testified, Katan ha'yisi, karise l'maylam Rabbi Tarfon u'zikein in Belud. When I was a minor, I read the Megillah before the Chachamim in Lud. However, the Rabbanan replied, Ein mevi'in rayim in ha'katan. We cannot bring proof from the memory of a minor.